You know, when you're watching an action-packed movie, don't you love when the climax comes and you're on the edge of your seat? Let's talk about our heroes facing imminent death today on Lifted Up. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, Lifted Up. I'm Pastor Rick Milliken, and I'm so glad that you've joined. Lifted Up is all about encouraging leaders, no matter the context you lead in. Maybe you're in a corporate setting or a church setting. Maybe you're on the mission field. Now, we've been looking at the book of Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 3, verse 19, it says, "Then King Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed." No big surprise, right? You see, our heroes are faced with imminent death because they simply won't bow down to a large statue. Now think about it. I mean, wouldn't it have been easy just to bow down? But they said, "I don't believe this. I'm not going to do it." But how easy would it have been to just say, "You know what, I'll just do it and won't mean it in my heart." Or, "I really don't want to lose my life. So I'm going to do this even though it might disappoint God." As they were feeling the heat of the flames, wouldn't it have been easy just to drop to one knee, bow down? I mean, they're facing death. And to add insult to injury, the king demanded the fire be stoked up 7 times hotter than normal. You may have felt like that in recent years. He also ordered his strongest soldiers to quickly tie up these young men. In other words, the king was in such a big hurry to do this, he was so angry that he had these three even keep their clothes on. Normally, when people were about to be executed, in order to humiliate them further, they would strip them down. But the king just wanted them dealt with. Now, we're told the heat of the fire was so intense. We had a bonfire outside here in Alaska, and it was kind of nice weather, but it cooled off. Well, this bonfire was so wonderful, the heat was uncomfortable to be close to. I was supposed to throw more wood on the fire, you know, and trying to rake up the half-burnt wood on the edges, but it was just brutally hot. And within 5 feet, I couldn't even look straight into the fire because I really felt like my face was going to come back a little different. Now, imagine the horror of knowing someone was about to throw you into that fire. Remember the brute soldiers who tied up the heroes? As they walked to get them close to the furnace, it says these soldiers were killed by the flames. This wasn't an optical illusion. This wasn't some made-up thing. This was real fire. Oh, but the best part of the story, it comes when everything seems lost. As the king was looking into the furnace, he saw something strange. He said, verse 25, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the Son of God's." You see, God was with them in the fire. He didn't abandon them. He sent either an angel or Jesus himself to untie them and protect them when the flames surrounded them. And friends, this gives us hope. You also have God's protection in whatever fire you're facing right now. He's not going to leave you. He will never, ever forsake you. And next time, right here on Lifted Up, we're going to see how these three young men appeared when they came out of the fire. Well, let me end with a couple of questions here. Has the enemy turned up the heat, what feels like 7 times hotter in your life right now? What was running through the mind of these young men as they were being tied up? How does it make you feel that Jesus was right there in the fire with them? And know that he's with you. Father, when the heat gets turned up in our lives, remind us to look for you. You're always with us. We really don't have anything to fear, but fear is almost always the first response. We want to trust and believe that you're in the fire too, and that no harm will come our way. We thank you for this right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining me here on Lifted Up. Remember, I want you to hit the like button and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming service. You can also download the episode so you can listen even when you're serving in a remote location. Now remember, life may throw it more at you than you can stand, but remember to kneel. God bless. I'll talk to you next time right here on Lift It Up.